今天是一个很特别的时候。
Today it's a very special day.
特别的地方就是我第一次用国语来讲。
And what is so special is, this is the first time I'm going to preach in Mandarin.
所以粤语 ，John 他翻得不好，不是他的错。
If he makes a mistake translating, it's not his fault.
是我讲得不清楚。
It's because my Mandarin is.
其实我不是用国语来讲。
Actually, I'm not really preaching in Mandarin.
我是用广东国语来讲。
I'm preaching in Cantonese Mandarin.
Yeah, that is, I think we should call it Trigerine, right? Something like that. Or Cantorine, something like that. So, yeah. 我今天要带来的是神自己给我的一次的教导。
What I'm going to be preaching about today is what the teachings that I have received personally from God.
如果可以的话，大家把你的圣经也翻开。
So, if you have your Bible, please open up your Bibles.
我们打开圣经的以弗所书第四章。
We'll turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
如果放这个这个 PowerPoint 的弟兄，如果你可以，哦，他会听广东话，哦，他会听国语。如果他可以的话，他请他把它打出来。
Let's please show the verses on our PowerPoint presentation, so you can see it right there.
在以弗所书的第四章，保罗是怎么讲话的呢
？So, what did Paul say? You know, just starting off with chapter 4.
保罗一开始的时候，他就说着讲到教会的合一。
The first thing that he talked about is the unity of the church.
然后他就在诗章的二十二节，他开始就说到我们救人的行为要脱去。
So in chapter 4, verse 22, he's talking about putting off and taking off our former self.
一个相信主的人，他开始有了新的生命。
So once you believe in God, you gained a new life.
无论你是几岁
It doesn't matter how old you are.
我们当中可能有一些是13岁14岁
And some of us got baptized when we were 13 or 14 years old.
可能有一些是40岁50岁60岁
And, some of us didn't get baptized until we were in our 60s.
当我们相信了主以后
The moment we believed in God.
我们就有新的生命在我们的里边
This new life, a new life of belief is.Being instilled in us.
所以保罗在四章的二十二节那边他说把你救人把他脱去行
so in chapter 4 verse 22 it says and that ye put off concerning the former which is corrupt
yeah. 然后在四章的二十三节他说你的心智要整个改变
and then in verse 23 it saidThat ye be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
四章的二十四节，他说你要穿上一个新的人。
So in verse 24, he says that we must put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
其实这个是一个很容易去明白的一个好像图像。
Actually, this is something that can be very easily visualized.
你会换衣服是不是？
We do change our clothes, right?
把旧的行为的把它脱去。
We take off our old selves.
把新的穿上来。
We put on our new life.
这个新穿上来的是按照神的形象。
And this new self that we're putting on, this was made in righteousness and of God.
有真理，有仁义，有圣洁。
This new self is full of righteousness, is full of truth and holiness.
这是对我们来讲应该是不抽象的。
So actually, this to us should not be an abstract concept.
但是往往是我们自己个人的软弱，所以就变成很抽象，很难去理解。
And the reason we sometimes see this as very abstract and hard to understand is because of our own weakness.
然后保罗在四章的二十九节，他开始讲到语言。
So therefore, we go into chapter 4, verse 29, and Paul starts talking about our speech.
我们应该怎么讲话
How should we talk to one another?
那如果是这样的对我们每个人都是有关系哦
So if we're talking about you know, speaking to one another this really relates to each and every one of us
有没有人不讲话的
Are there any of you who never spoken a word in your life?
你们讲话，你们在有人讲道的时候，你们都在讲话。
And a lot of you talk amongst yourselves even during a sermon.
是不是？讲话是我们每天最多的活动。
And this is what we do more often than anything else during any given day.
我们心里边怎么想，我们讲话的时候，我们就表达出来。
And what we speak reflects what we're thinking in our hearts and minds.
就算我们的讲话不是用语言，我们都会 text， 是不是？
Even when we're not verbally speaking with each other, we're texting each other on our iPhones.
现在的年代是不一样。
So now it's a different time in history.
以前我看到很多年轻人都会把耳朵封上。
And in the last couple of decades, usually young people were walking around with headphones.
那最近发现他们都是常常是这样的，走路的时候。
And nowadays they've ditched the earphones in preference for their smartphones.
曾经可惜他们现在又怎样的。
And then nowadays, of course, with the new iPads and iPhones, you just scroll.
但是我们总要表达我们心里边所想的。
But whatever it is you do, you're expressing what you're thinking.
当我看到这一段的经文的时候，我真的很喜欢。
And I really loved this verse when it was the first time.
讲话实在需要我们去学习怎么讲。
And there's a lot we need to learn as when it comes to speaking.
我们大家都生长在中国的家庭里边。
And a lot of us grow up in an Asian family.
父母都会教我们说少说话。
And a lot of times our parents will say to us, keep your mouth shut.
因为讲得多就错得多。
And by talking too much, we get in trouble.
就是慎言是一个很好的习惯。
So it is a good habit to be careful what we say.
是不是 Stephen?
Stephen, is that the way it is?
爸爸是不是这样教你？
And your dad always taught you to be careful what you speak.
留意，但是保罗不在这里不是这样讲哦。
But Paul, the way Paul reminds the saints, that's not the way he says it.
他说误谓的言语一句不可以出口。
And what he said is let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
只要随时说咒人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
But that which is good to the use of edifying, that may minister grace unto the hearers.
我们的弟兄姐妹们啊
，Brothers and sisters，
这个是什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
什么是误谓的言语呢
？What are we talking about? We talk about corrupt communication.
可能你的心里边在讲，可能你的心里边在讲。现在
，Now maybe what you're thinking in your mind.
Uncle Aaron， 我从来没有讲脏话。
Maybe what you're thinking. Oh, I've never said a dirty word.
误谓在原文的意思是腐烂。
So actually, what they're talking about, by unwholesome talk or corrupt communication, they're talking about something that is rotten.
一些水果它腐烂掉。
And sometimes, you buy fruit and one of your fruits gets rotten.
误谓的意思可能是这个鱼肉发出的臭味。
And sometimes it talks about the stinky smell that.You get from a fish that has gone bad.
保罗不是说我们讲话有口气的臭味。
He is not talking about our bad breath.
保罗的意思就是说，我们的言语当中会有腐败，会有令到人跌倒的地方。
And what he's talking about is, well, you know, when we say different things, a lot of times there's corrupt content in what we say that would trip up our brothers.
NIV 是用 unwholesome.
In NIV, the word they use is unwholesome talk.
在 James 在这个英文印订本里边，它是用这个字是 corrupt communication.
In King James version, it is referred to as corrupt communication.
我们讲一些话会令到人跌倒腐败。
And what we say may end up corrupting other people.
我们有些话会令到人受伤，会令到他跌倒。
And A lot of times what we say will trip up our brothers, will make him stumble.
这些腐败的东西你会影响到别人的思想。
All the rotten things we say will affect the thoughts of others.
保罗说这些话一句都不可以出口。
And Paul has an absolute command that such words shall not proceed from our mouth.
以前有的。
And if you said things like that before,
以后不要再有。
Don't ever say it again.
那我们要讲什么话呢？
Then what should we say?
他说我们要说随时随时说做这人的好话。
The Bible says, without regard to any occasion, whatever it is we say must be helpful for building others up.
做这人的好话，做这的意思是叫建立起来。
And what does it mean when he says building up? What does that mean? It means to establish.
在这个NIV 是做 building others up.
Building others up. That's how NIV translates it.
King James Version 呢，它是用这个 edify。
In the King James Version, the word that he uses is edify.
同意有把人建筑起来的意思。
And really, the two of them mean the same thing as building up the character of someone.
这些话说出来的目的是要人听到的时候得益处。
The very objective of you saying these good words is to benefit those that hear what you say.
换句话来讲。
In other words,
刚好跟前边的一句是一个相反。
And this is sort of like opposite what Paul was talking about.
我们要常常检讨我们讲话有没有去领导人跌倒。
And we, a lot of times we need to examine ourselves. Maybe what we just said that led to the stumbling of others.
我们讲话还是要把人把它建立起来。
And we got to be careful that what we say is designed to build others up.
心灵相通的人。
And if we can communicate with each other.
心里边有伤痛的。
You know, if we feel a world of hurt in our own minds,
他需要人去鼓励安慰。
And these are people who need others to comfort them and to show sympathy.
有人在心里边是可能是犯了罪，或者是得罪了别人。
And there are others who know in their innermost that they have offended someone, they have sinned against someone.
他需要人讲饶恕的说话。
And he needs us to say things to indicate to him that we have forgiven him.
我们看看我们主耶稣怎么对人讲话。
And let's see how Jesus describes this.
他对犯罪的人他怎样讲。
And this is what Jesus says to those who have sinned.
以后你不要再犯了。
Go and sin no more.
他对哪些对一个瘫子瘫了不能走动的人，他怎么讲话
？And what did he say to the cripple who were unable to get off of the ground?
他说：“起来，拿着你的褥子回家吧。
”And he says, "Get up, take up your mattress and go home."
他把信心、把鼓励放在这些人的中间。
He by what he says is encouraging.People and giving them a heart of belief.
把他们再次建立起来。
To reestablish them, to build them back up.
保罗在这里对信徒有一个鼓励。
And this is why Paul says what he says here, because he wants to encourage us.
污秽的言语一句不可以出口。
Unwholesome talk, let no such talk come out of your mouth.
只要常常说做这人的好话。
Always.Be careful what you say is designed to help others and to build them up.
随时的意思是合时宜的意思，和这个适恰当的意思。
And so when he talks about, you know, doing it, always doing this, he's talking about, you know, we got to pay attention to the timing of what we say.
有许多时候我们讲一些话，可能在时候是不恰当的。
And, you know, we may have said the right thing, but at the wrong time.
所以有时候我们要注意这个是不是恰当的说话。
So a lot of times we also have to be mindful when we say things, when we're saying these things.
对人是不是有一个好处
？And does what we say benefit others?
我在想这个有一个问题。
And I'm thinking about this problem.
今天呢，我面对的都是年轻人。
Today all of you are youngsters.
会不会这个对于你们是太严肃？对于你们是太要求过多的。
Maybe I'm asking too much.
是不是这个时候不是你们应该学这个的
？Maybe this is not a time in your life when you have to learn how to be very careful what you say.
但是我也想到保罗另外一句的说话。
But Paul also said something else.
他说不可要人小看你年轻。
He said, "Don't let Don't let others belittle you because of your youth.
总要在言语行为上。
And so in your behavior.
还有爱心上。
And do express love.
都要做信徒的榜样。
You must live in a way so that you can set an example for other believers.
是不是？
Didn't he say that?
所以这些东西都是我们应该去学的。
So, you know, it doesn't matter how young you are, this is when you, this is right, the right time that you should start to learn.
我们要学去学去说一些恰当的说话。
And so when we talk, we must make sure that we understand, you know, we must speak things that are proper.
令到听到的人得益处。
And whatever we say is designed to benefit others.
让人家可以看到我们是基督的门徒。
So that others will see right away, just by the way we talk, that we are disciples of Christ.
只是说话不是一些很漂亮的说话。
This is, I'm not talking about saying things that are very, you know, with a lot of flowery language.
也不一定是一些人有很高的学问才可以讲的话。
This is not, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, conversation that you may conduct which is full of knowledge that you may not gain until after you have read a lot of books.
又或者是你要很高的学问，用很美丽的字写出来的话。
And this is not talking about, you know, couching your conversation in a very flowery language.
你要需要的是一个很敏感的心。
What you need is to have a sensitive heart.
看到别人的需要。
And that you're sensitive to other people's needs.
人家要讲一些话，让他可以再建立起来。
So that you say things, you know, that are just right for him, that will build him up.
那到四章的三十节。
Then let's go to verse 30.
那保罗突然间讲圣灵。
And all of a sudden he starts talking about the Holy Spirit.
你会看到保罗在这里说，不要令圣灵担忧。
And this is where Paul says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
你要知道你是你从你你神在你身上已经有一个印记。
Because with whom you have already been sealed for the day of redemption.
只知道你身体得赎的那一天。
And you have this seal because that is a guarantee that your body will be redeemed.
当我念到这里的时候，我有时候我真的摸不到头脑，到底为什么他突然间把圣灵讲出来？
When I first read about this, I was a little confused. Why did he all of a sudden mention the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister.
圣灵是什么一个圣灵呢？
What kind of spirit is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是一个合一的灵。
A spirit is a spirit of unity.
圣灵是一个圣洁的灵。
A spirit of holiness.
圣灵是一个有真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of the truth.
如果我们讲话，在这几方面我们得罪了人。
And if we say things that have offended others.
比如说我们讲话的时候令到人不合一。
And say if we say things that that are divisive, that end up dividing up people.
或者说我们讲话的时候不圣洁。
And or we engage in unwholesome talk, and we say things that are the direct opposite of holiness.
或者是我们乱讲话，不合乎真理。
Or we say whatever we want without regard for the truth.
都是干犯了圣灵。
And when we do that, when we do any of the above, we offended the Holy Spirit.
当我们信主的那一刻开始，圣灵就已经干了一个章在我们身上边。
From the very first day that you were saved, the Holy Spirit has put a seal on us.
这个是一个保证。
This is a guarantee.
保证我们每一个人是属于我们的神的。
And this is a guarantee that from here on out, each and every one of us belongs to no one but God.
如果盖一个印在我们身上边是一个起点。
And so this thing of getting the seal stamped on us, if this is a starting point,
如果将来神回到来我们身体得赎的时候是一个终点。
Then what is the end point? Well, we may think of the second coming of Jesus when we will have the final redemption of our body. We'll think of that as the end point.
在这一段的时刻。
And we're right in between these two points.
我们要留意一个事情。
We're waiting and we must pay attention to the problem.
我们的言语, 我们的行为, 我们所讲的话, 我们的行为,
whatever it is that we either say or do,
都不可以干犯我们的圣灵。
We must make sure that nothing that we do or say offends the Holy Spirit.
我相信这个是保罗在这里讲的目的。
So this is probably what Paul means by saying, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
这个29节讲到谈话的时候是外表要表达出来的事情。
So in verse 29, it deals with the, you know, outward conversation that we can see outside of us.
但是我们留意到31节的时候, 他讲到我们的内心的一些世界是怎么样的。
By the time we get to verse 31, Paul is referring to the things that are inside of us.
我们的语言表达出来可能是我们内心里边有一些的东西。
And you know what we say, what people can hear, is actually a reflection of the feelings and our thoughts in our innermost.
如果在这里，你去数一数保罗讲了我们内心世界里边有多少项的东西。
Make sure you count how many things that Paul is talking about in terms of the kind of things that we harbor inside of ourselves.
是三样?
There are three things.
四样?
Four.
还是六样?
Six.
你去看看今天的经文。
And just, you know, read the book of Ephesians, chapter 4:31, one more time.
他是怎样说的?
And this is what he says.
你要把你们当中的一切的苦毒,
he says, all, make sure all of the bitterness inside of you,
恼恨,
all of the rage inside of you,
愤怒,
anger,
样闹,
brawling,
还有这个,
whisper, and slander.
一切的恶毒,
all of this corrupt communication,
都要从你们中间取去。
Get rid of it from amongst the saints.
哦, 他要说从你们的中间取去。
He says, get rid of it from amongst all of you.
这证明当时的人他们当中真的有解释的东西。
And since he's talking about getting rid of something that are in our midst, what this indicates was, yeah, the saints of his days, and a lot of them were full of rage and bitterness and all these bad things.
我在想,
and so I was just thinking,
我今天的都听的都是年轻人。
I have today in front of me all of you are young or of the younger generation.
到底我们的年轻人里边的心是不是这么复杂的呢?
Really, you know, being that you guys are so young, could it be that you're innermost is full of these bad things.
我看到你们都是很可爱，应该是心里边都是很单纯的。
So the way I look at you, you're all very lovely young people, and inside of you, you still have a clean slate.
所以31节应该不是说你们。
So the verse 31, I'm probably not talking about you young people.
但是我要再怎样想。
But then I, you know, another thought occurred to me.
既然保罗在这里怎样讲。
Since Paul is talking about all these bad things,
我总不能说这是我们心里边一些不好就算了。
And we can't just, disregard these things that he talks about.
在这里讲到苦毒。
And so here, the first thing that he talks about is bitterness.
苦毒是什么东西呢?
And what is bitterness?
讲中文的,懂中文的人, 他一定会明白。
You know, if you know Chinese, the word kudu actually has a very rich meaning in it.
它有两个字,一个是苦,一个是毒。
It is a combination of two characters, the first of which is bitter, and the second of which is poison.
一些东西长久在你里边,永远跟着你飞不掉的。
And this is something that you have inside of you, that you have a hard time getting rid of.
令到你 不能去原谅别人的。
And this sort of thing, if you let it fester inside of you, it will become almost impossible for you to forget.
你会想到对方最不好的东西，最好这些不好的东西就发生在他身上，你去 诅咒他的。
So if you're full of bitterness in a poisonous heart, you know, whoever that you think might have offended you, so you'll be cursing him and you'll be bad-mouthing him all the time.
啊，圣经里边讲到人的心被给万物都诡诈。
And so it says in the Bible, the heart of a human is more corrupt than everything else.
有这些东西在我们里边困扰着我们，我们嘴巴怎么来可以讲到令人有鼓励的说话呢？
So if you have all these bad things that are festering inside of you, how are you ever going to be able to say things that will be of benefit to others?
我想到一个情形哦。
I think of one circumstance.
就好像跑马拉松一样。
It's like when the foot racers participate in a marathon.
你跑在第二名。
And if you come in second.
那两万公尺里边，这跑那个马拉松的两万米的里边。OK， 两万米就是这个路程怎么长
Yeah, so when you run a marathon, the total distance of a marathon is almost 26 miles.
你要超越对方，你要超过对方。
You want to catch up with the one that's running ahead of you.
你的心里边有一个，你的心里边，你马上会想到，就是说，哎呀，他是我的对头的很多次了。
So the first thing that occurs to you is, this guy is my rival. He's been my rival for so long.
你总不会说得出一些祝福他的说话。
So, I mean, is this the time when you feel like blessing him?
苦毒在我们心里边，好像一个影子的一样跟随着我们。
So this bitterness, this wrath and anger, it follows us around like our shadow.
跟着第二个。
And for this one who is running in the second position.
OK, 我们讲到第二点。
I'm sorry. The second point that I want to deal with is
恼恨。
We're talking about rage and anger.
OK, 恼恨呢，在中文它翻成恼恨跟愤怒。
In Chinese, it's translated. The translation is rage and wrath.
在这里 ，NIV 是把两个用个 N 把它连起来。
So in NIV, it's divided into two words.
其实可能有一点的差别的哦。
Actually, the way it's translated into Chinese is a little bit different.
恼恨是深沉在你的心的里边。
And this anger and rage, it is what you harbor inside of you.
中文也是翻得很好哦。
In the Chinese translation, what it means is
苦恼。
And you're bothered.
Okay, 仇恨。
And you're full of hatred.
在心里边，保罗说有一些仇恨缠缠着缠绕着你。
And it says we're bothered.
你怎么
we're bothered all the time by this rage and anger inside of us?
你怎么可以讲到快乐的说话呢
？And if you're so bothered with the bitterness and anger, how are you ever going to be incapable of happiness?
愤怒。
Then we're talking about anger.
愤怒是一种的冲动。
And anger, a rush of angry feeling is kind of like an impulse.
如果刚才的是马拉松
，if let's get back to the marathon，
这个是一百公尺的短跑。
Let's say we're not talking about marathon anymore. We're talking about a 100 meter dash.
那跑的声音的，你要跑出来。
And so you better make sure you get a good start.
你没有想清楚。你从来没有想清楚这句话。
You never think about this.
你就讲出来。
You just say it.
因为你里边有愤怒。
Because there's anger inside of you.
是最容易伤害别人的。
So, you know, when you say things when you're angry, you're liable to say things that's going to be hurtful to others.
或许我们不用太详细去描述我们心里边的世界。
And a lot of times we don't really spend a lot of time, a lot of time examining ourselves.
还有许多的东西，比如说伪胖，伪胖。
Or let's turn to another bad thing, which is slander.
比如说讲一些假话，去令到人讲一些假话去伤害、重伤别人。
And we fabricate all kinds of lies to, disrespect others and to damage their reputation.
Young now.
And then the next thing we'll talk about, Paul talks about, is brawling, and which is also translated as clamor and some kind of noise.
常常觉得人家是欠你的一样，你很委屈。
You know, we're walking around thinking that the world owes us.
人家要代吵代骂。
And, we get into outbursts of anger and hateful speech.
讲的是毫无意义的争闹。
And when we do this, we're making noise that is just totally meaningless.
这等等等等在人的内心里边。
And all these bad things in your innermost.
人怎么可以讲得出好的说话？
With all these things in all these bad things inside of you, how can you ever?
你会告诉我，你说 Uncle Aaron， 我都知道。
And so maybe you will say, Uncle Aaron, I know all about these bad things.
这些东西存在我心里边，我怎么可以把它拿掉呢？
Yes, indeed, there are these bad feelings inside of us. How do we get rid of them?
保罗怎么说？
So how does Paul treat this?
跟着哪一节保罗说，你们要恩慈相待。
And Paul says, you must treat each other with grace and mercy.
存怜悯的心。
To have a heart of mercy.
要饶恕别人。
And forgive one another.
就好像我们的主怎么饶恕我们一样。
Just like God forgave us in Christ Jesus.
哇，保罗把这个一个秘诀放给我们每一个。
So Paul right here is telling us what the secrets are. That the secret of getting rid of these bad things.
我们以恩慈相待。
So we need to be kind and compassionate to
讲话的时候带着恩典的说话。
When we say things to each other, we say it with grace in our heart and mercy.
说好话的意思就是带有恩典的意思。
What is the meaning when I say good things? We say good things when we have a compassionate and tender heart.
存怜悯的心。
We have a compassionate and tender heart and a merciful heart.
在这里是用 compassionate heart, right?
Compassionate, right.
Yeah. 那 NIV 它是用 tender heart.
Tender heart.
Okay. 那 tender heart 的意思就是说我们有一个柔软的心。
We have a heart that is very soft and sensitive.
你没有一个柔软的心，你怎么会感觉到别人的需要？
If you don't have a very tender heart, how are you ever going to feel the need of others?
如果你没有一个柔软的心，你一定要反弹，因为你抄下去就有声音的。
And if you don't have a tender heart, you have a heart that is very hardened.
要饶恕。
And so you will not be able to forgive. So you must have a tender heart before you'll be able to forgive.
你可能听到这里，你又会回应我了。
Maybe now you're going to come up with another response.
你说我都知道。
And you will say, yeah, I know all that.
我怎么可以饶恕？
How do I forgive others?
保罗说,
Paul says,
他说, 你去学你的老师吧, 你的老师是怎么样,你就学他吧。
Paul says, really, the idea is very simple. Just follow the example of your teacher.
谁是你的 teacher?
And who's your teacher?
是你学校里边的 teacher 吗？
Is it your teacher at school?
他说，正如。
He says just as.
正如的意思就是你有一个样板给你在这里。
And what it means, when we say just as, is there a perfect example out there for us to follow?
你就学这个。
And all you got to do is follow the example.
你就学你的基督。
All you have to do is to learn from Christ himself.
你的基督是怎么来饶恕你的，你就学习他怎么来。
And how did God forgive us in Christ Jesus? Well, that's how we should forgive one another.
我们今天早晨的时候，我们的宣召里边有一句话是怎么样呢？
And today, in our call to worship, we quoted from John chapter 13.
基督怎么爱我们，我们就怎么爱别人。
Just as how Christ loved us, we must love one another.
我记得在 VBS 的时候。
And during this year's VBS.
那我们有一个陈弟兄教我们怎么煮东西吃。
Brother Chen was showing us how to cook certain foods.
他第一天做这个 puzzle。 第一天做这个用面条这样转起来，这个是 puzzle 是不是？是他是。第一天他教我们做吃的东西。
The first day, and that he showed us how to make, how to cook certain foods.
我看到他在厨房那边搓这个面粉条。
So I was looking at him, and he was kneading the dough in the kitchen.
那有几个兄弟姐妹就围着他。
And there are several brothers and sisters surrounding him.
他就这样搓这个面粉条。
So he was just all there all by himself. He was kneading the dough.
但是不是每个人都可以做得好像他怎么好啊？
But for all of us that are watching him, you know, we may not have an equivalent amount of ability to do it.
有些人搓出来是我看到很丑啊，真是扁扁的一条。
And there are some of us that are also kneading this dough, but what comes out, you know, the end product really looks ugly.
Sexo, 不是这样做。
And then he says, okay, you're doing it all wrong.
我做一次给你看。
Let me demonstrate to you one more time.
用你的手这个部分来搓。
And when you're kneading the dough, you must use certain parts of your hand, but not others.
其他人就按照他这样去做。
And so all the others just follow his example.
我看到他有个动作，站在另外一个弟兄的后面。
So then he stands right behind another brother.
他说：“面粉条你要怎样来弄？”
He says, "This dough, you must position it in such a way."
那哪个弟兄就照着这样做
？So that's exactly what that brother did.
这个是就是是。跟随我们主耶稣基督的一个解释。
And this is an example of how we should follow someone else's.
你们要饶恕。
You must forgive one another.
正如我们的主耶稣基督怎么饶恕我们一样。
Just as in Christ Jesus, God has forgiven us.
所以我们看到有一个意思在这边。
So this is the innermost meaning of what I'm talking about.
保罗提醒我们，第一个，我们要定睛去看我们的主耶稣是怎么样的。
And Paul tells us that, you know, the first thing that we need to do is to focus our eyes on Christ Jesus.
今天不是我们不能做。
Today is not because we are unable to do something.
是我们没有注意我们主耶稣基督是怎么个样子。
It is because we have paid no attention to the example that's been set for us by Jesus Christ.
圣经里边有神的话。
In the Bible, we read about the God's words.
我们的主耶稣基督把他自己显示给我们看，他是怎么样的主。
God revealed Himself through Christ Jesus in the Book of Gospels.
第一个，我们要问我们自己有没有定睛去看我们主耶稣基督是一个怎么样的主。
So the first thing that we need to do is to examine ourselves. Have we been focusing our attention on Jesus Christ and to see what kind of example he has set for us?
我们定睛看，我们知道看到他的样子是怎么样。
And if we focus our attention on Jesus Christ, we'll be able to know what type of example he has set for us.
沿着我们去学他。
And so that we can then learn from his example.
所以，如果我们把整个经文倒过来看一遍
，and we can turn this the three verses in chapter four verse 29 to 31, we can turn it around.
从后边再看回来
，and we can look at it from the other standpoint.
那保罗给我们一个很好的提醒教导在这里
，and what Paul has reminded us is,
如果我们从我们今天开始。我们就去看我们主耶稣基督是怎么的一个位主。
From today on, we focus our eyes on Jesus Christ to see what kind of example he has set for us.
他怎么做，我们每天都怎么做。
You know, just as he has done, and so we must do everything exactly the way he has done.
然之后我们当中就有饶恕。
So that there will be forgiveness amongst us.
我们就有主耶稣那个怜悯的心。
So that all of us will have a heart of mercy, just like Lord Jesus Christ.
我们内心里边的东西，不好的东西，就会一天一天减去。
You know, and we're beginning to get rid of all these bad things inside of us.
也叫我们的嘴巴才能讲出造就人的好话。
So that naturally, you know, what comes out of our mouth will be words that will tend to build others up,
rather than
so that it will administer grace to those that hear us.
今天我们可能有一些年轻人，他马上要上大学了。
And I know there are some of you who are going away to college.
或者你要回到学校里边念第二年、第三年哦。
Or maybe you're going back to college for your sophomore and junior years.
那耶稣基督，你就要每天跟你同在。
So that you must pray that Lord Jesus be with you always.
或者你现在已经现在做事的了。
Or maybe you graduated and you got a job already.
你在你的工作周围有很多的人要试探。
And there's a lot of temptation, every way around you.
你就要记得保罗教导我们在这里。
You must remember Paul's teachings here in these passages.
效法我们的主耶稣基督。
Follow the example of Lord Jesus Christ. Imitate Christ.
以前在我念教书的时候。
When I was working as a school teacher,
我们学到儿童学习的心理学。
And we took a course called child psychology.
在儿童的心理学里边有一个叫学习learning.
So in child psychology, we dealt with learning.
那在学习里边有一种最重要叫做 modeling 示范。
One of the important concepts we talk about in childhood learning is modeling.
原来学习很多东西的时候，我们是需要有一个 model 的。
So, when we learn, the most effective way that we can learn is we have a model.
那临床的专家他们是怎么做实验的呢？
And so, how would these clinical psychologists how would they conduct their experiments?
他把小孩子分成两组。
So they divided the children into two groups.
每一组他都告诉他们在一个板子上面画一条线。
And so they told the kids in both groups, okay, get on a blackboard and draw a line.
Okay, 一组呢就告诉他们你画一条线是八串。
And for one of the groups, the clinical psychologist told the children, okay, your line must...Not exceed half an inch in length.
是八，这画一条算八寸。
Or 八寸 ，or must not exceed 8 inches in length.
另外一组也告诉他们，你画一条线八寸。
And then he also, and he also tells the other group, okay, you must draw a line on the blackboard, and the length of the line shall not exceed 8 inches.
两组有一些不同的地方。
But there is a little bit of a difference in terms of the instructions to the different groups.
有一种呢，他会把八串，他画完以后，他把给八串他看一看，一条八串的线给他看。
Oh, so one group drew a line and then he measured it to make sure that it is 8 inches.
那这组过了一段时间
，and so after a while,
有八串给他们去对照的那一组。
This group that are able to measure the line that they have just drawn.
他们每一次画完以后，他去对。
So every time when they drew the line, they would measure it with a yardstick.
结果呢，他们画的就越来越精确，越来越接近八寸。
So for that group where the kids measured it with a ruler every time, when they draw the lines, they kept doing better and better job, and the length of the line is getting closer and closer to exactly 8 inches.
但是这组一路滑，没有给他再看这个八寸是多长的一组。
And but there is no for the other group, who are also told to draw a line that it does not exceed 8 inches length. They did not give them any measuring instrument.
他们滑的八寸接近的，他的时间是比较慢许多。
So it took this group much much longer to get it right.
证明我们如果常常我们都看着我们的主，我们会越来越接近他。
So what that means is that if we measure ourselves against the example that God has set us, and we imitate Him that way, then we will be more and more like the Lord Himself.
我们应该知道我们的主是怎么一个位主。
We all know what kind of Lord we have in Jesus Christ.
我们今年的主题是什么
What is our theme for this year?
教会的主题。
What is the theme of this year?
你们打开你们的节目单的头一篇，你们看到我们的今年的主题。
And turn to the first page of your bulletin, and this is the theme for today.
在加拉太书告诉我们，我们的主他是爱我，为我舍己。
And what does it say? It says, God so loved us that he gave himself to us.
我们都知道我们的主是一位怎么的主。
So we all know what kind of a Lord we have.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved us so much that he gave himself for us.
那对我们来讲有什么意义呢？
So what does that all mean to us?
我们再翻到底的里边。
Let's turn to the bottom page.
有我们教会的算命的，有使命的宣言。
This is the draft mission statement.
在我们的 mission statement 里边，第一句我们说 seek follow Jesus， 是不是？
Right. The first thing that we say in our mission statement is, you know, that we shall follow Jesus.
什么是跟随主？
What is to follow Jesus?
跟随主的另外的一个意思就是，我们要学像他一样。
And so, you know, they really, you know, put another way, following God, following Jesus, is to imitate him, to be more like him.
就好像这个保罗他完了以弗所书第四章，开启第五章的第一句话。
It's just like Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
哪句话是怎么讲？
And what does he say in verse 1, chapter 5?
我们要效法基督。
We shall follow Jesus, be imitators of God.
英语用 imitate.
Right. Therefore, be imitators of God.
他是怎么样？
So whatever he, you know, whatever he is,
我们就是怎么样？
So therefore, we must be.
我希望神的话语可以祝福我们今后在他里面的生活。
So that let God's word bless us in our future endeavors.
我们都不是一个圣人。
We're not saints.
我们都会有错。
We are all liable to make mistakes.
但是如果我们把这个放在我们面前，
If we put in front of us this great example that God has set us,
我们去跟随，
And all we have to do is to imitate him.
我们会越来越合乎神的心意。
And we're going to be more and more like God, be more and more God-like ourselves.
谢谢 John.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。